So an amazing thing happens when you start to notice your parts, when you start to see them and name them and listen to them. There's this incredible part of you that starts to emerge. And in IFS, it's called the self with a capital S. Now, the self is the deepest part of you. It holds all of the parts, kind of like how an ocean holds all of its fishes. The self is who leads, guides, listens to, and comforts each of the parts. And you guys, like, this is my favorite part of IFS because, like, when you can let the self do its work, both your internal and external relationships just have more peace because healing happens when the self leads instead of the protectors. But if the self is different from the parts, what actually is it? So in No Bad Parts, Dick describes the self as a spiritual essence that's hard to describe, but easy to experience. When you experience the self, you're gonna notice the 8 C's of self energy. It's calm, it's curious, it's compassionate, it has clarity, it can see situations and parts for what they are, it's confident, it trusts in its own ability to lead and it knows what's right and wrong, it's courageous, it's willing to speak the truth and it's also willing to face pain. It's creative, so it's resourceful. It's not so rigid in what it does. It's also connected. It feels this sense of connectedness to ourselves, to others, and to our internal world as well. Beautiful reality of the self is that even if trauma has fragmented your system and made your parts fight each other, the self is never damaged. The self is always whole. You don't need to be more calm. A part of you is already calm. You don't need to be more courageous. A part of you already is courageous. So by its nature, the self is this deep source of healing. You could think of it like the sun. Even when the storm clouds blacken the sky, the sun is there. It's ready to break through with love and light.